It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And a good evening, sports fans. Wade Gershner with you from Seaman High School, home of the Vikings tonight. It's a United Kansas Conference doubleheader, and we should have two outstanding games for you tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, as it is the Shawnee Heights Lady Thunderbirds, 11-4 overall, with all four of their losses coming to ranked teams. They're 8-3 in conference play. They won seven in a row after a 4-4 start. They'll battle the number one team in the state in Class 5A and defending state champion, the Seaman Lady Vikings, who are 15-0, 11-0 in league play. And then later tonight, it's the boys' contest between two top 10 teams in 5A. Number 7, Seaman, 11-4 overall, 8-3 in conference play, taking on number 8 in 5A, Shawnee Heights, who's 13-2, 9-2 in conference play, and coming in winners of 7 in a row. Should be an entertaining doubleheader. Glad you could tune in tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Everybody's in a good mood here at Seaman because they just announced no school tomorrow with the pending snowstorm. Let's go ahead and heat this place up with some great basketball action, shall we? We'll be back with the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters. Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Seaman High School. Game for the week here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Seaman versus Shawnee Heights. Girls game up first. Let's introduce you to starting lineups first for Shawnee Heights, led by head coach Bob Wells. The girls are 11-4, 8-3. Started the year 4-4. They've won seven in a row since then. Bob Wells has his 24th year, record of 326-195. He is assisted by Kim Thompson, Marlon Hall, and Duncan Whitlock. Kayleen K.K. Emmett is the starting guard at 5'8", averaging 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Taylor Bree is a 5'4 senior guard, averaging 3 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists. Haley Bauer is a 5'6 senior guard, averages 6 points, 2 rebounds. Cadence Torres, 6'1 senior forward, who's going to play volleyball at Wichita State, averaging 10 points, 9 rebounds, and almost 2 blocks a game. And Rayana Vega is a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 11 points, 7 rebounds. Johnny Heights, their last two games, a win over Turner, 64-23. Friday, they won at Lansing, 63-18. They've won their last two games by a combined 86 points, playing some good basketball right now. But a team that's been playing great basketball for the last couple of years is the defending 5A state champion, Lady Vikings of Seaman. They're coming in 15-0. They have beaten five ranked teams, including the number one team in the state in 6A in Derby. And they are undefeated in conference play as well, 11-0. Last Tuesday, blew out, actually had a tough game against Basin Linwood, 41-32. It was their lowest offensive output of the season. And then Tuesday destroyed Turner 62-7. They have held five opponents under 20 points this year, giving up just 31 points a game, outscoring the opposition by an average of 33 points per game. They have been dominant, and tonight they should get tested by Shawnee Heights, whose only losses are to ranked teams. Matt Tinsley, head coach, in his eighth year, record of 132-43, five state appearances in 7 years, and of course the 5A state title, the second ever for Seaman and girls basketball, the other in 1991, 20 state appearances. And last year, these two teams met twice, and Seaman won by 30 here at Seaman, but only won by 6 in the second matchup at Shawnee Heights, one of the tougher games Seaman had a year ago. The starting lineup for Seaman is Jada Stahlbaumer, a 5'8 senior guard, averaging 9.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Anna Becker, all-stater, all-leaguer, 5'11 senior point guard, committed to play D1 basketball next year at Drake, averaging 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals a game, leads the team in 20 made three-pointers. She was the UKC Player of the Year a season ago. Kinley Wilhelm is a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 7.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. Maddie Gregg, a 5'10 junior guard, all-stater, all-leaguer a year ago, averaging just under 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And Ava Esser starts in the middle, 6-foot senior. He is averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds. Assistant coaches Steve Alexander, Steve Darting, and Aubrey Taylor, along with Dan Ruda. Seaman starts 4 seniors and a junior, 19 kids on the roster, 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 9 freshmen, and they're trying to go back to back. Shawnee Heights, meanwhile, 16 on their roster, 4 seniors, 4 juniors, 3 sophomores, 5 freshmen. They start 3 seniors and a junior and a sophomore. The T-Birds of Shawnee Heights in the road red with the white numerals, the white lettering T-Birds on the front with the light blue numerals and trim. Seaman in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering outlined in the red. We are underway. Tip is controlled by Seaman. Moving to my right, Anna Becker pearl from 16, in and out. Ball tipped around. Esser comes down with the rebound and is ripped away by a guard, which is Taylor Breeze. And Shawnee Heights has the basketball for the first time here in the early going. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Glad you can tune in. 96.9 The Pulse. Pump fake. Nice move there by Vega. And her jumper from 14 is good straight away. And it's 2-0 Shawnee Heights in the early going. Anna Becker, she fills the stat sheet, 5'11 senior point guard. Over here is Gregg on the near wing. She's had an outstanding season, much like a year ago. With the left-hand dribble with Stahlbaum, and a southpaw puts it up on the drive to the hoop. No, the rebound, Stickvic Esser, no. She gets it again, has it knocked away again as she brought it down low. This time Vega rips it away, and here come the T-Birds. Moving to our left, baseball pass ahead. Open jumper, 18-footer. Powers, a lefty of her own, hits it, and it's 4-0 Shawnee Heights. Thunderbirds trying to pull off the upset here tonight on the road against Seaman. Gregg has it on the right wing. Looks inside. Nothing there. Now plays it out front to Esser. They swing it far wing in front of the Shawnee Heights bench. This is Stahlbaumer. Gives it to Becker off the screen, and she rattles in a 3 left of the key. Anna Becker, 21st triple of the year. All-time leading scorer here at Seaman. Girls basketball history, and they're on the board for the first time. Here's a drive. Wild shot put up there by Kayleen Emmett, goes by KK, 5'8 sophomore, up to 20 a game, but she was fouled, so she gets 2 free throws. Foul is on Esser. That is her first foul of the ball game. 5 team fouls, and we go to the double bonus. Fouls reset every quarter. That was newly set last year in the state of Kansas and across the country. No more 1-1s. It's a free throw good by Emmett, a talented player, and just a sophomore. Scary what she could do her next 2 years, and she's going to be someone that's going to terrorize this league with her ability. And she hits both free throws, and it's 6-3 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Becker across the Viking logo at half court, gets a high screen set there by Wilhelm. Becker picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Wilhelm. Wilhelm with the left hand dribble inside the arc, nearly traveled, gives it to Gregg. Gregg drives left of the lane, back into the far corner, goes to Wilhelm. Wilhelm to Becker. A long 3, buries it from the college. There is no college line, but if there were, it would have been behind that. Becker shorter range. She has 2 trifectas, 22 on the season, has all 6 of the Seaman points. 6-6 with 6:05 to go, first quarter. Bowers plays it left of the key to Vega. Vega, travel. Made a nice move. It's with the pivot foot. First turnover for Shawnee Heights. Shawnee Heights, Friday, they'll be at the 7th-ranked team in the state, 5A DeSoto. Next Tuesday, they'll host Baser Lidwood. And Seaman will be taking on the 5th-ranked team in 5A Piper which we'll have for you. That should be a great doubleheader a week from tonight here at Seaman. Piper girls and boys both ranked in the top five in the state. Three-pointer right of the key, off the heel, and then goes all the way out of bounds into the corner in the Shawnee Heights bench to the far side, put up there by Wilhelm. This Seaman basketball team has beaten the 5th-ranked team in 5A, Piper, the 7th-ranked team in 5A, DeSoto, beat the number 2 team in 5A, St. James Academy, beat DeSoto actually twice, and they beat what was then number 2 in 6A Derby, who's now number 1 in latest rankings in 6A. So Seaman is 15-0, and they haven't had 15 pushovers, that's for sure. Pass the near side of the floor is tipped out of bounds by Becker. And Shawnee Heights says, hey, we're not too shabby either. After a 4-4 start, they've won 7 in a row. Their losses, 2 to 5th-ranked Piper, 1 to number 1 in 4A Hayden, another to 7th-ranked DeSoto in 5A. And they beat Washburn Rule, who's ranked 6th in 6A. Jumper from the far corner just inside the line on out-of-bounds play, able to knock it down, is Bowers. And it's 8-6, Shawnee Heights with the lead. Probing in the far corner is Stahlbaumer. Gets it into the block to Esser. Out to Becker, right corner 3. This one off the back iron. Ball tipped out. It's loose on the deck, and Becker comes away with it. Gives it to Wilhelm. Open. Foul line. Jay. Nothing but net. Wilhelm knocks down the open jumper, and we are tied at 8. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Emmett. Drive stops. It pops over Esser, and it rolls in there. Friendly roll for Emmett. She has 4 early points, and it's 10-8 in favor of Shawnee Heights. Quickly down the floor. Stahlbaumer, great job. Gives it up to Esser. Puts it in with the left, and we're tied at 10. Both teams executing almost flawlessly on offense. Emma with a right-hand dribble. Sophomore point guard. Low crossover. Drives, spins, turns. Blocked by Becker. Ball tipped out. Wilhelm has it. One-on-one against Torres. Wilhelm says, I'll go all the way. She's bumped. No call. And she lays it up and in for 2. Check that. That was Greg, not Wilhelm. I beg your pardon. Greg 32, Wilhelm 25. And it is 12-10. Seaman with their first lead of the evening. After forcing the Shawnee Heights Thunderbirds into that turnover, here is Vega looking inside for Torres. She catches in the paint, leans in, puts it over Esser, and scores. Torres averaged 10 a game, her first 2, and we're tied at 12. Both teams starting a man-to-man half-court offense. Here's Wilhelm, has it near side. Bounce pass, dangerous one, but grabbed there. Coming to meet the pass was Stahlbaumer. They swing it all the way back over to left-hand corner to Becker. Play it out front, top of the circle. Wilhelm, pump fake, drive, and a bump and a foul called on Shawnee Heights. Their first foul of the ball game. It is on Emmett. Her first team foul. These two teams are really good defensively. Seaman only gives up 31 points a game. Shawnee Heights 41. But in the early going, in 4.5 minutes of play, we've already seen 24 points. We're tied at 12. Inbounds to Esser. Wide open, but misses the turnaround bunny. Rebounded by Torres. Outlet far side to Taylor Breeze, a senior guard, at 5'4". Being harassed by Kira Beaton, a sophomore, comes into the game, knocks the ball loose, but it goes right to a teammate, which is Vega. Vega flips about to Breeze, and here's Torres. Hands it off to Emmett, picked up there by Becker. Senior versus sophomore, open, three-pointer on the way, bouncing off, put up by Vega, and rebounded there by Gregg. Ahead to Becker. Becker giving a little bit of room, little crossover, drives. And in reverse, layup is good. Sweet move by Anna Becker. She has 8. She's brought her A game. Going to play D1 ball at Drake next year. Will be a Viking and then turn into a Bulldog. 14-12 Seaman with 2:45 to go first quarter. Nice reverse pivot. Turn shot left short by Vega. Gets her on rebound. Stick back in and out. And Esser pulls down the rebound for the Vikings. Great opportunity there for Shawnee Heights. Couldn't cash from point blank range. Pass ahead from Beaton to Gregg. Gregg has hit 18 threes on the year. Becker's hit 22, including a couple tonight. Shawnee Heights man-to-man defense. They lay off Esser. They give her plenty of room. Now open left side. Nothing there. Beaton now will take a 3. It left it short. Ball tipped out, and it's grabbed there by Vega. 14-12. Seaman with the lead. 2:10 to go first quarter. Pull up 3 in transition. Partially blocked by Becker. Put up there by Emmett. Becker closed out, got a piece of it. Gregg ahead of Becker, beats everybody down the floor. Left hand, layup is good. Becker has 10. Timeout, Shawnee Heights. Vikings 16, Shawnee Heights 12. 1:58 to go first quarter, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Along with studio engineer Justin Fluke, Wade Gershon with you at Seaman High School. No school tomorrow due to the pending snowstorm coming in later tonight and overnight. Also, Silver Lake, no school tomorrow. Besides many other schools around the area not having school because of the projected 4 to 10 inches of snow we may get. Sometimes they're wrong with those projections, but the last snowstorm, they hit the nail on the head. So don't want to doubt them now after they were right the first time, right? So Shawnee High School on a 30-second timeout. 16-12, Seaman with the lead. Minute 58 to go, first quarter. Anna Becker, the D1 signee with Drake, UKC Player of the Year, has 10 in the early going, including a couple layups and a couple of three-pointers. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Bounce pass out front to Jaden Ewer, checks in for the first time. She is a junior. They swing it wide open from the left wing. Hamilton missed everything on the three-pointer. Had a good look. Couldn't knock it down. Here comes Gregg. Fires it over to Ryan Miller, shooting the ball 56% from the floor, 50% from three. He's a junior. Now Becker gets the call from head coach Matt Tinsley on what they want to do. Becker gets the handoff there from Beaton, and the ball knocked away. Becker dives for the floor and gets it to Gregg. Bumped there by Emmett. Wilhelm, diagonal pass near corner, wide open. Three-pointer, Miller, short. Rebound to Gregg. Gregg then spun on a power dribble, lost control of it, picked up there by the Thunderbirds. Second turnover for Seaman. Baseball pass ahead. Pump fake there by Vega. Vega back out to Emmett. Spot up three. Book it. Emmett has 7. Her first three of the night. And it's 16-15 in favor of the Vikings. Back the other way. This is Miller. Cut off on the baseline. Lost the ball. Picks up the loose change on the far side. Gives it up to Wilhelm. Right of the key, Gregg. Pulls the trigger for three. Bouncing off. Rebound underneath. Wilhelm put back. Yes. Wilhelm, a senior with 4, and it's 18-15. Lady Vikings, 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Emmett walks the ball up the floor across the Viking logo at half court from right to left. Picked up there by Becker. Vikings extend their defense way beyond the perimeter in the man-to-man. Little switch. They give it to Vega. Now here's Hamilton. Hamilton in some trouble. 14 on the clock. There's a shot clock. 35-second shot clock, but it's turned off. Sean has to hold final shot. Driving, clearing up is Torres. Missed it too strong with a right-hand runner. Off the window. Becker has 5 seconds. Checks the clock. Nobody picks her up. She crosses the timeline. They swing it. Open. Gregg. 3. Counts if it goes. Yes! Gregg swishes it. Nothing but nylon far side as the Vikings use every single second of the clock. And Gregg drills the triple from the far side. 21-15. Seaman at the end of one. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. 96-9. The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritile Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritile Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What an exciting 8 minutes to start this game. Shawnee Heights giving up just 41 points a game. Seaman scored 21 in that first quarter. 10 from Becker, and then Gregg hit a three to beat the buzzer. Here's the inbounds deflected by Becker, but it goes to Ewer. 21-15, Seaman, the number one team in the state, 5A, leading Shawnee Heights, who's 11-4, and all four losses are ranked teams. Seaman's beaten 5 ranked teams out of their 15 wins. So they're battle-tested. With it is Torres. Torres backs it up with a right-hand dribble. Pass is tipped. Here's Hamilton, couple of dribbles, right of the lane, gives it back to Torres. Torres stepped through against Esser, had it blocked by Esser. Esser gets the rebound, hands it off to Becker. Becker with the eyes up, looking to pass, but nothing there. Sets up the offense. Johnny Heights, the T-Birds, and man-to-man defense. Becker, chest pass over to Stahlbaumer. Goes left. She is a lefty on the baseline. Brings it back to Becker. A little crossover. Step back three. This one's short. Good move. Rebound, Esser. Back to Becker. Cutting to the hoop. All the way in. It scores. Becker does a great job moving without the basketball. Good pass by Esser. 12 for Becker. And it's 23-15 in favor of the number one team in the state, the Seaman Vikings. Off the screen, little runner off the glass, too strong, put up there by Hamilton, and the rebound to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer with a left-hand dribble. Probing, kicks it out into the corner. This is Miller. Miller backs it out, looks to the cutter, which is Becker. Becker, wraparound pass to Esser. Good help defense there by Torres to knock it out of bounds. Also was there was Bowers. Checking out is Miller, and Gregg is in to throw the ball. Into play. They run a box set on the out-of-bounds play to my right. Seaman in the white uniforms. Blue numerals outlined in the red. Shawnee Heights in the red uniforms with the light blue numerals and the white. The blue numerals and the white letters. As there's a three put up by Gregg from the far side. Gregg has eight, including two threes, or 20 of three of the year. And it's 26-15 in favor of the Vikings. They're on a 10-0 run. Here's a lob inside. Torres, tie up? No. Foul called. Gregg can't believe it. Looks like they're going to call her for the personal. Gregg thought she had all ball, but instead they called on Maddie, the junior. That's her first. And the first foul of the second quarter on Seaman. We were tied at 12, and since then it's been 14-3. All Vikings. They're up by 11, their biggest lead of the night so far. 6:16 to play before intermission. Here's Torres to the line, just a 45% foul shooter. And this one clangs off the iron, no good. Torres is going to be playing volleyball at the next level at Wichita State. Outstanding athlete, averaging 10 points, 9 rebounds, 1.5 blocks, 2 steals, shooting 54% from the floor. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good. Has a little, I'd say weird spin on the ball, but there is no spin on the ball, which makes it so weird on that free throw attempt. But she makes one out of two. 26-16 in favor of the Vikings. Stahlbaumer holds the ball above her head. Finds Esser. Right of the key, it goes to Wilhelm. Picked up there by Emmett. They wanted a back cut, and it was open, but they couldn't get the pass to Becker. If you're guarding Becker, you can't fall asleep. And now this pass, Stahlbaumer throws it wide of Becker and into the stands. Becker faked the back cut, and that actually threw off her teammate. Just the third turnover of the night for the Lady Vikings. They average 18 assists a game, which is unheard of. They share the ball so well. They shoot 68% from the line and are outscoring opposition by 33 points per game on average, and that counts 5 wins against state-ranked teams, including number one team in 6A Derby. As a pass intended for Torres, and not on the same page was Breeze with Torres, and threw a pass around the baseline. Johnny Heights returns the favor, their third turnover of the night. Well, next Tuesday, we got a great doubleheader for you right here at Seaman High School. It's Casey Piper. Boys are ranked second. Girls ranked fifth in 5A. Seaman boys ranked seventh. The girls number one. They swing it against a zone put up by Shawnee Heights, and the Vikings dissect it. Open on the baseline. Good ball movement. Turnaround shot from about 10. Nothing but nylon for Wilhelm, who has 6 points. And it is 28-16 in favor of Seaman. And now a bump and a foul called on Gregg out on the perimeter, so that's number two on Maddie Gregg. Gregg last year averaged 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists on that team that won it all, going 23-2, 15-1 in league play. Here's Ewer, a lefty, goes amongst the trees, steps through, good move, but can't finish. Rebound, weak side, Stahlbaumer, tied up there by Breeze, and the arrow points in favor of the Vikings. Nice crowd on hand. Of course, when you have two teams in such close proximity, you usually have a pretty good turnout. Good rivalry between these two schools, the Thunderbirds and the Vikings, Shawnee Heights versus Seaman. Here's Anna Becker, between the leg dribble, picks it up, where's number 23? Out front it goes to Esser, she reverses it to the left side. Gregg stays in the game with the two personal fouls. Becker looking inside, picks up the dribble, needs some help. Over to Gregg in front of the Shawnee Heights bench. Bob Wells, head coach, standing, shouting out instructions to his defense. Now Stahlbomber to Becker. Step back, three from way downtown, bounces off. Ball tipped around, it's loose. Diving for it is Wilhelm. Also on the floor is Vega. Jump ball. Arrow goes to the T-Birds. 4:22 to play before halftime. 28-16 in favor of the Vikings. Stahlbomber tying her shoe, wearing the pink shoes. And Seaman will pick up half-court man-to-man. We've seen him this year use full-court man-to-man pressure, but against better teams, you kind of maybe use that when you need it. Here's a pull-up Jay from 17, off the mark by Vega off the dribble. Great rebound, but then slipping and falling is Breeze. Threw it up as she knew she was going to call for a step when she hit the floor. Becker pushes it. Gregg hops into a three, far corner. Hook it again! Bullseye for Gregg. That is her third three of this first half. She has 11. 31-16, and the Vikings so good at setting each other up. Emmett, quick trigger three, bounces in, line drive, top of the key, but Emmett gets it to go. Her second triple. She has 10, averages 20, 31-19, and she's just a sophomore, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Gregg. Esser has it inside Becker, posting up. Double team, triple team. Gregg fakes the three, skips it across. The lefty Stahlbomber's three, back iron, no. Long rebound, Esser had it poked away by Emmett. Emmett spins out of trouble against Stahlbomber, has a three-on-one. Emmett pushes, goes all the way to hoop, puts up a guarded, contested shot, and left it short. Little bit of contact, no call. They let him play. Wilhelm ahead to Esser, back to my right, leans in. Esser, no, but a foul. Ava Esser, 6 foot senior forward, averaging 8 points, 8 rebounds. She gets 2 free throws. See, the foul is on. On Torres, that's her first, and that is the first foul of the second quarter. On the T-Birds. Foul trouble not an issue for Shawnee Heights. They've only had a couple fouls in the game. Gregg has two for the Vikings, but Coach Tinsley trusts his junior as Esser bounces in the first free throw. She's a 61% foul shooter. She's a nice role player. She, you know, grabs rebounds, can block some shots, plays good defense, averages 8 and 8. She's a perfect fit for this team. Second free throw. It's 55% from the floor. Deep knee bend, right-hand shooter, and splashes the free throw. As I said, Seaman good at the line this year at 68% collectively as a team. 33-19, Vikings with the lead. Johnny Heights with the basketball to my left. 3 minutes to go, first half. Emmett backs down Becker. Double team, good help by Esser. Then a wraparound pass to the cutting Torres. What a look. And Torres has 5. Wanted Emmett to be called for a hook. The Seaman fans didn't like that. Non-call. 33-21. Back to my right. This is Stahlbomber. Gregg has it with a black sleeve on her left knee in the ponytail. Here is Becker. Over to Esser. Given room. She's not a threat to shoot it from downtown. She's 0 for 2 this year from beyond the arc. Here's Stahlbomber. Good patience by the Vikings. Now Becker turns. Jumper swishes it right against Bowers. Becker has 14. Gregg has 11. They have 25 of their team's 35. And they, too, alone have outscored Shawnee Heights by 4. 35-21. Seaman by 14. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Becker fights through the screen, and then Emmett goes up with a scoop, and Becker says, not in my house, and rejects it out of bounds on the baseline. Good defense by Becker. Becker did a great job of fighting through that screen without fouling. Matt Tinsley, head coach, his eighth year. In his first 7 years, Vikings have gone to state 5 times and have a state title. And they certainly look like they're on their way to going to state again this year the way they've been playing, and maybe could win another state championship. Here is Emmett, and it shoots a three, and it's 2 feet short. I don't know if that slipped out of her hand or what. Rebound to Wilhelm, and here's Becker. Quickly down the floor, skips it across to Stahlbomber. Here's Wilhelm, being bumped there by Emmett. Wilhelm, reverse dribble, tied up for a moment, and then a foul, I think, is called on Emmett. Oh, no, a travel. Oh, the team and fans don't like that. Well, there was a lot of contact there. I thought maybe jump ball. I didn't think they'd call it travel. Well, they allowed Emmett to get away with quite a bit of contact, but in fairness, there was a play earlier where Emmett was going in and she got banged when she went up for a shot. They're letting them play, which I'm okay with that as long as you're consistent. Fullback, turnaround, spin dribble, shot up and no good by Vega. Torres the rebound. Double team, leans in, kicks it out into the far corner. This is a 2-pointer and it's off, but we have a whistle. 3-second violation. On the Thunderbirds. their fourth turnover. Johnny Heights, their strength, they like to get up and down transition, concern, turnovers, dying possessions. They do turn over 16 times a game. Seaman only turns it over 10 times a game. Seaman team, great leadership, balance, experience. They have 3 or 4 years of experience with most of their starters. They're a well-oiled machine. They're looking sharp here tonight. 35-21, minute 22 to go first half. Gregg, who's had a big first half along with Becker. Becker catches, spins, kicks it back. Gregg, three-pointer. Can she hit another one? Yes, sirree! Maddie Gregg has 14 and 4 three-pointers in the first half. 38-21, Vikings. 105 to go in the half. Here's Torres posting up. Vega open. Foul line, Jay to the right. Becker, excellent box out. Grabs the rebound. Here come the Vikings. They lob it ahead, trying to go to Stahlbaumer, and Gregg were in the same vicinity. And Becker's pass let him out of bounds. Turnover number 5 for Seaman. Coming up later tonight, the boys game. Seaman boys ranked 7th in 5A. And Shawnee Heights ranked 8th in 5A. Even though Shawnee Heights has a better record at 13-2, Seaman 11-4. Rankings aren't exactly scientific, but there's no doubt that the Seaman girls are the number one team in the state. And at the end of the year, rankings are immaterial and irrelevant because you play it out all the way through state. They break the full court pressure to the Thunderbirds. Heaving a three is partially blocked. Once again, this time it was Gregg. Baseball pass ahead. Wilhelm trying to go to Gregg. Led too far. Then Vega had it and lost it on the turnover. Out of bounds on the baseline. It'll stay with the Vikings. 38 seconds to go in this first half. 38-21, Seaman. 21-15 at the end of one. Wilhelm to trigger it in. Lobs it out to Gregg. Tries another three! Maddie Gregg is on fire! That is 5 triples in the first half. She has 17, and the lead has ballooned to 20 for the number one team in the state, Seaman Vikings. 41-21. 20 seconds to go before half. Emmett, three-guard weave all the way to the hoop. The scoop off the window, counted, and a foul. Smooth move by Kayleen Emmett. Goes by KK. And she has 12 and a chance for the traditional three-point play. Maddie Gregg came in. She had made 18 threes. She now leads the team with 23 on the season. Becker right behind with 22. Becker's hit 2 threes. Gregg has hit 5. That's 7 made three-pointers in the first half of this game. As Emmett makes the free throw to complete the three-point play. So 41-24, Lady Vikings. Their season high 81 against Turner back in December. 16 seconds on the clock. Vikings hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to close out the first quarter. Can they do it again here? Becker across the timeline. To my right. Gets a screen. Flips it over. Gregg's had the hot hand. Doesn't take the three. Drives it instead. Into the lane. Puts it up off the window. Too strong. Gets her own rebound. Stick back. No. Gets it again. And that's the end of the half. Well, about the only thing that didn't go in for Maddie Gregg. The junior with a big first half as she had 17 points and 5 three-pointers. 41-24, Seaman, number one team in the state, leading Shawnee Heights at halftime of this girls' varsity contest. Back with a halftime show in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations. Well-trained technicians and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space
space you'll love.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, I'm with studio engineer Justin Fluke, Wade Gershon with you on this Tuesday evening in February. The Seaman Lady Vikings, the number one team in the state in 5A, 15-0, defending state champs, proving why they are indeed deserving of the number one ranking, leading Shawnee Heights 41-24 at halftime. Shawnee Heights 11-4 on the season, 8-3 in conference play. They won seven in a row, and early on, both teams executing flawlessly on offense. We were tied at 12. And then Becker hit a couple of three-pointers in that first quarter. Gregg hit a three-pointer, 21-15. Gregg hit the three at the buzzer to close out the first quarter. It was 21-15 at the end of one. And then in the second quarter, Seaman outscored Shawnee Heights 20-9. And it was the Maddie Gregg show, as she had 12 of her 17 first-half points in that second quarter, including four, count them, four three-pointers. Gregg had 17 points and five threes in the first half. She averages 13 a game. Anna Becker with 14 points and two three-pointers. Kinley Wilhelm had 6 points. Ava Esser with four. And Seaman leads at halftime 41-24. They made seven threes, five by Gregg, two by Becker. They were 2 of 2 from the line. Turnover 6 times unofficially. Shawnee Heights led by their leading scorer, sophomore guard K.K. Emmett. She averages 20 a game. She had 13 in that first half, 2 3-pointers, 5 points for Cadence Torres, and 4 points for Haley Bowers, and a bucket for Rayana Vega. Shawnee Heights turned it over 5 times, 4 or 5 from the line, and the 2 threes they made in that first half, both by Kayleen Emmett. Huge thank you to our sponsors tonight to make this broadcast possible, 96.9 The Pulse, and also make sure to download the free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. You can listen to us wherever you may be across the entire world with that free app. You can listen to any of our other radio stations as well. 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city. A big thanks to our sponsors, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, realtor and agent, Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stockgrower State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto here in Topeka, Clements Welding and Moral Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, and by Cindy Glenn, realtor of Coldwell Banker American Home. Couldn't do it without those sponsors, and we appreciate them very much. If you have a chance and you see them, thank them for their support of high school sports on 96.9 The Pulse. Halftime girls varsity contest, Seaman 41, Shawnee Heights 24. When we return, we'll give you an early preview of the boys game coming up later tonight. That's all to come on the other side of this break. Our halftime show will continue in a moment after a 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stockgrower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, welcome back to Seaman High School on this Tuesday evening. Everybody's in pretty good mood. No school tomorrow for Seaman and many other area schools due to the impending snowstorm that we anticipate coming in later tonight. And halftime, girls contest, Seaman 41, Shawnee Heights 24. Coming up later tonight, should be a great boys game. Shawnee Heights boys ranked 8th in 5A, 13-2, 9-2 in conference play. They won 7 in a row, and their only two losses are the number 2 team in the state, 5A, Piper. Seaman boys are ranked 7th in 5A, 11-4 overall, 8-3 in the UKC, and they have had a loss to Piper, who is ranked 5th or 2nd in 5A, as I mentioned. They also have a loss to 6th ranked in 5A, Topeka West, and they also lost to Olathe Northwest by 1 in the midseason tournament, Valley Center, and lost to Baser Linwood recently by 5. So these two teams have lost to really good teams. They have a lot of really solid wins as well. Last year, Shawnee Heights boys beat Seaman in both meetings by 3 the first time and by 14 in the second. Shawnee Heights, great year last year, made it to the state tournament, lost the first round, lost a heartbreaker to Piper. It was the first trip to state since 2017. Hall of Fame coach Ken Darting, his 8th year with the Thunderbirds, and the Vikings led by 14th year head coach Craig Cox. So that should be a very entertaining boys varsity game later tonight. JV boys game was very entertaining. Shawnee Heights prevailed in that one 56-53. Seaman trying to tie the game on a last second three, but it didn't go down. So Shawnee Heights won the JV boys game 56-53. That boys varsity contest coming up after the girls game, where we're at halftime currently 41-24. Seaman in front of Shawnee Heights. Back with a second half in 90 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershon back with you, set to start the second half. Seaman Lady Vikings leading Shawnee Heights 41-24. Seaman will get the ball to start this second half in their white uniforms with the mics in blue, the numerals in blue outlined in the red with the blue trim along the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Out front is Wilhelm, finds Stahlbaumer, now to Esser, man-to-man defense by Shawnee Heights. Here's Becker, pull up Jay off the dribble, short from 15. Ball tipped around and grabbed there by Bowers. Bowers brings up the floor, 2-on-2 to my right. Whoa, what a nice pocket pass, and a layup is in there for Vega. What a dish by Bowers. And it's 41-26. That was quite the dime. Came in with the ball back to my left. The Birds playing man-to-man, and they rode red uniforms, the white T-Birds on the front, and the light blue numerals and trim. Came in being patient, swinging the ball around. Man-to-man defense by the Thunderbirds. Here's Stahlbaumer, and threw it away. Out front, steal for Breeze. Freeze going all the way, lays it up, misses with the left, and the ball touched out of bounds. Last touch by Seaman. Seaman will be back in action next Tuesday. They will not play on Friday. Tuesday, get ready for a showdown with a fifth-ranked team in 5A Piper, which we'll have for you on 96.9 The Pulse a week from tonight. Three-pointer from the corner off the mark put up by Bowers. Becker always looking ahead. Home run pass ahead to Greg, high off the window. Had to kind of almost double clutch and scores. Greg having a heck of a game. She is 19, and it's 43-26. The Vikings always looking to push the basketball. Did a great job having their eyes up in transition. Emmett misses, but the loose change goes right in the hands of Torres, and she's able to put it up and in for two. She has seven, 43-28 as we exchange baskets here in this third quarter. And now pass errant for Seaman. They throw it away. So that's a couple of turnovers here for the Vikings in the third quarter. Eight for the game, two in the quarter. Johnny Heights will be at 7th ranked in 5A DeSoto on Friday, and then Tuesday they'll be home against Baser Linwood. Baser Linwood's a good team. Driving all the way, high off the windows, too strong, put up by Hanshaw. Check that, that was Breeze. And here's Becker. Pull up Jay, left of the lane from 12. No, he usually knocks that down. Good rebound there by Breeze. And then the pass wide of Emmett on the far sideline and out of bounds for the scores table. Last year, Shawnee Heights went 15-8, 12-4 in the UKC. They lost in the sub-state final to DeSoto. Dahlbommer looks inside. Here's Esser posting up as Wilhelm. Give it up to Gregg. Gregg picks up the dribble. Left side of the lane. Play it back out between the circles and a timeout call on Matt Tinsley, head coach of the Seaman. 5:47 to go, third quarter, 43-28. Vikings with the lead back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
43-28. Seaman Lady Vikings leading the Thunderbirds of Shawnee Heights here at Seaman High School. 5:47 to go in the third. Here's Stahlbaumer. Looks inside for Esser. Nothing there. Now over to Becker. Brings it right side. Extended in front of the Seaman bench. Far side. This is Gregg. Holds the ball above her head. Esser, the relief foul. Now Stahlbaumer off a screen. The lefty's three is an air ball and out of bounds. These two teams will meet again coming up in 17 days on a Friday, February the 28th, over at Shawnee Heights High School. Here's Emmett with a load of steam. Goes all the way to hoop. Puts up a wild shot baseline. Misses. Ball tipped out by Esser. Stahlbaumer has it. Almost tied up by Emmett. Baseball pass ahead. The lefty gets it to Gregg. Gregg, guarded by a couple players, spins out of trouble and lays it up and in. What a reverse pivot off the dribble there by Gregg. She has 21 points. And it's 45-28. Seaman. Gregg was All-State performer a year ago along with Becker. Robing. Bounce. Oh, another dish underneath. What a pass to Torres again from Bowers. Torres has 9. And it is 45-30. Now Gregg's pass off the foot of her teammate Esser. Not a good pass. Emmett, nice look ahead. Bowers goes up and scores on the layup. And Shawnee Heights showing some life. 45-32, and Seaman's been a little bit sloppy. Four turnovers in this quarter. 4:35 to play in the third stanza. 13-point lead for Seaman. And now Emmett all over Wilhelm, well beyond the three-point line. And Emmett called for the personal on her second and has the first foul this third quarter. Inbounds to Becker. Guarded there by Breeze. Becker flips it in the left-hand corner to Gregg. Gregg penetrates. Baseline up and high off the window for another deuce. Gregg has 23. They overplayed her on the perimeter. Why wouldn't you? Because she's hit five threes. Now a pullback Jay from the corner for three. Doesn't fall for Bowers. Quickly ahead, this is Becker. Becker leans in and is mugged by Emmett, who raises the right hand immediately. Just accepts the foul. Didn't want to give Becker an easy layup. The only problem is Emmett, the star player, averaging 20 a game, a sophomore for Shawnee Heights. That is foul number three. Second team foul. So Becker to the foul line, where she's 67% this year. She has 14 points, all in the first half of 2 3-pointers, and she hits the first. Becker, the all-time leading scorer at Seaman in girls basketball, over 1,100 points. She is the UKC Player of the Year a year ago. She was signed to play Division I basketball with Drake next year. Averaged 15 points a year ago, along with 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals, and helped lead the team to a state championship, of course, last year in 5A with the Vikes, went 23-2. There's a pull-up three, is off the mark, put up by Bowers. By the way, Becker did make both free throws. She has 16 in the game, 49-32. Becker into the paint, turns, shot, good. But Becker just stopped on a dime and lost the defender. She has 18, and that's 51-32. Seaman back up after it was cut to 13. Now suddenly just like that, back to 19. Missed the jumper. His short point of the string was Vega. Air ball from about 12. Becker down the floor goes to Gregg. Gregg, baseball pass baseline, picked off there by Bowers. And Gregg jumped in the middle of the air, flying out of bounds. She had nowhere to go but to throw the pass. 11 turnovers, 5 1/4 for Seaman. With the lead by 19 and a timeout called by Shawnee Heights and head coach Bob Wells. 3:19 to go, third quarter. 51-32. Seaman with the lead. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3 minutes, 19 seconds to play, third quarter. Stimulating Vikings 51, Shawnee Heights Lady Thunderbirds 32. Well, we'll see what kind of impact the snowstorm coming in causes for us, but as of now, we have makeup games scheduled Thursday right here on 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's at Silver Lake. Then next Tuesday, Piper at Seaman. All four teams are ranked. And then coming up next Friday, Silver Lake at St. Mary's. St. Mary's, Silver Lake supposed to play twice in 8 days because of the makeup, and I don't know if they'll get that in on Thursday. It just kind of depends what happens with all the snow we get tonight and tomorrow. So after the full timeout called by Bob Wells and Shawnee Heights, Thunderbirds go to work on offense to my right. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. They rarely ever play zone. Here's Bowers probing down the baseline, and then pass is tipped, and trying to save it is Miller. And she stepped out of bounds, trying to save it, far sideline. Thunderbirds have triggered in. Far wing, this is Bowers to Torres. Shoots a three over Esser, and that was partially blocked and landed 10 feet short. He shot that even though she was guarded. Becker the rebound. Gives it up to Miller, now back to Becker. Becker dissecting the defense. Zips a pass over to Gregg in front of Matt Tinsley in the Seaman bench far sideline. Now they reverse it back over to Miller. Check that. That's Beat. Kara Beat. Now Gregg hops into a three. This one off the mark. She had 5 triples in that first half. Good strong weak side rebound by Torres. Here's Breeze ahead. They go to Torres at the free throw circle. Puts it on the floor. Given some room, doesn't take the jumper this time. Far corner. With it is Breeze between a leg dribble. She can't shake the defender Beat, a sophomore. Now back to Bowers. They plan out between the ovals. It goes to Vega. Vega's been quiet. Has 4. Averages 11 a game. He catches a return pass corner. Posting up right block. Turn shot. Esser swats away from Torres, but Esser called for the foul. Her second. Team foul number 1 on the Vikings with exactly 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Seaman 51. And Shawnee Heights 32. If you're just tuning in, we were tied at 8. We were tied at 10. We're tied at 12. Seaman was up 21-15 at the end of 1 as Matty Gregg hit a 3 to beat the buzzer. And then Seaman controlled the second quarter, outscoring the Thunderbirds 20-9 to go up by 17 at halftime. And they haven't really looked back. Free throw put in by Torres. He has 10. Emmett has 13. Bowers has 6. 4 for Vega. Okay, to Stahlbaumer in. Esser and Becker going out. And Wilhelm back in as well. Miller and Beaton on the floor. Couple of reserves. Second free throw. Torres, good. Three out of four for the young lady. Shoot 45% from the line, but those were pure. 51-34. Seaman by 17. Gregg lobs underneath. Nice catch by Wilhelm. And is fouled by Emmett. Well, there was a defensive breakdown, a lack of communication with Shawnee Heights because nobody picked up Wilhelm in a man-to-man. So Gregg alertly threw it and lobbed it. And Emmett came over helping. It wasn't her fault. Somebody didn't guard who they're supposed to guard. So Emmett comes over to help and then is called for a fourth foul. So you may say, well, Emmett made the foul. A teammate, somebody, missed an assignment man-to-man. I don't think it was Emmett. And then she fouled coming over to prevent an easy layup. And she'll have to sit for a while. Wilhelm misses the free throw. He's a 75% foul shooter. At 6 points tonight, average seven a game. She is a lot like Esser. She is a perfect role player for this team. 7 points, six and a half rebounds, three assists, two steals. Stepped up her game from a year ago, and she hits the second free throw. He has seven, and it's 52-34 in favor of the Vikings. Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Seaman. Here is Torres. Back to the trailer, Vega. Vega across the timeline, gives it up to Aubrey Hamilton. Hamilton lobs the pass to the near corner. It goes to Breeze. Breeze skips it across. Ball tipped around. Coming down with it is Vega, and she scores. Vega just kind of tapped the ball to herself on that errant pass. She has six, 52-36. Miller into the paint. Oh, nice pass on the pick and roll, but Wilhelm misses the shot from eight. 52-36. Seaman. Pull up Jay Vega in transition. Off the back iron, no from 16 straight away. And then Beaton had the rebound, knocked away, last touch by the Thunderbirds. Goes into the Johnny Heights cheerleading squad to our right on the baseline. Here's some full court pressure by the Thunderbirds as Taylor Hanshaw, 5'3 junior, into the game. Vikings with the ball moving right to left. From north to south as the gym sits here. At Seaman. Quick move, Miller going baseline. Cut off there. Good recovery by Breeze. And then the pass off the hands of Stahlbaumer. She lost it out of bounds. Stahlbaumer, one of four seniors that starts, along with Becker, Wilhelm, and Esser. Gregg, a junior, will be back next year. Seaman averages 10 turnovers a game. They have 12 in this one. Six in this third quarter, but they still lead by 16. They played really well offensively in that first half. Helps when you hit threes. They hit seven. Five by Gregg, two by Becker. Here's Breeze, finds a crease, lobs it. Nice pass. Missed the layup, though. Vega gets it back again and is fouled by Wilhelm. That's her first and the third team foul. Check that, second team foul on the Lady Vikings, who will have Friday off. Then Tuesday will host fifth-ranked team in 5A Piper, which will have for a 96.9 the Pulse. They beat Piper in their season opener on the road by 2, 69-67. That was Seaman's closest game of the year. They also beat DeSoto by three. First free throw good by Vega. He is a 6 foot junior, averaging 10.5 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Second free throw up, and she swishes that one. 77% foul shooter. And it's 52-38. Shawnee Heights hanging around. Back her into the front court. See if the Vikings hold for the final shot of this third quarter. Now they can't quite. Shot clock's at 21. Game clock 23. So 2 second differential. We do have a shot clock here at Seaman. A lot of the bigger schools, I'd say 4A and above, it seems like there's shot clock most places. Here is Becker. Turns, nothing doing. Gets it out to Stahlbaumer. 7 on the clock. 3-pointer straight away. Bullseye from straight away from Wilhelm. Inbounds, and that's the end of the third quarter. So Gregg at a three to beat the buzzer in the first quarter. This time it is Wilhelm with a three to beat the shot clock buzzer as time winding down in the third. 55-38, Seaman with the lead. Back with the fourth quarter, 1 minute. It's high school basketball, 96-9 Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Ameripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC, and Ameripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finally, senior engineer Justin Fluke, Wade Gershner with you. We start the fourth quarter. Number one team in state 5A, Seaman, on their home floor, leading Shawnee Heights 55-38. Here's Vega against Becker. Backing stand there, man-to-man. Driving baseline. Breeze kicks it over. Jumper swish. Nice shot there by Taylor Hanshaw. Her first points of the ball game. And it's 55-40. Lady Vikings coming in undefeated. Here's a lob to Esser. Pump fake. Leans in. A block from behind by Torres. A good pass by Wilhelm. With the three to beat the shot clock to wind down that third quarter. Eight made threes for the Vikings on offense. Here's a pump fake by Torres. Into the corner. Hopping into a three. This one a little bit too strong. Put up by Hanshaw, who just hit a jumper on the baseline. Seaman leads by 15. These two teams will play again in 17 days at Shawnee Heights on Friday, February the 28th. Becker plays it left of the key to Stahlbaumer. Now Gragg to Becker cutting to the hoop. Wraparound pass and threw it behind Esser. We just were on the same page. Becker says, my bad. That's the only bugaboo for Seaman tonight. Turnovers 13, 7 in the second half. St. Mary's at Silver Lake. Well, at least that's the plan coming up on Thursday on 96.9 The Pulse. Next Tuesday, Piper at Seaman. Here's Emmett back in the ballgame. High arcing three. Guarded top of the circle. Rush that shot. Bit of a force. Wide left off the backboard. And here comes Wilhelm back to my left. Lay it out between the ovals. It goes to Gragg. Lobs it into Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer puts up a tough shot with the left in the lane. Rebound there by Torres as it bounced off the rim. Here's Breeze. Wants to push it. All the way to the hoop to my right and draws a contact foul on Stahlbaumer. Her first team foul on the Lady Vikings. Vikings coming in. They've won the last two UKC league titles and probably will be three in a row. They're 11-0 in league play this year. They're giving up 31 points a game. Now, Shawnee Heights has 40 tonight. They're scoring 65 a game. They have 55 at the moment. They're outscoring the opposition by 33 points a game on average. And consider, as the free throw is missed by Breeze, consider that a third of their wins are against state-ranked teams. They've beaten number 5 and 5A Piper, beat number 7 and 5A DeSoto twice. They beat number 2 and 5A St. James Academy. They beat number 1 and 6A Derby. As Breeze hits 1 out of 2, 55-41. It's not that they're playing a cupcake schedule. No way at all. And yet they're still outscoring the opposition by 33 a game. It's insane. Here's Wilhelm. Out front it goes to Gragg, who had the hot hand with 17 points in the first half and 5 threes. As this pass is off the shin and kicked out of bounds. 6:05 to go, fourth quarter. We were talking about the shot clock earlier. That's optional for schools or leagues this year. A lot of leagues just voted collectively as a league, hey, do we want it or not? And if they all wanted it, great. If they all didn't want it, then they wouldn't. Other situations, some schools and leagues are, and some schools aren't. Here is Becker at three on the way. Rattles it home from the far wing. Becker with a first three since the first quarter, third three of the night, or 23rd of the season. She has 21 points. That's the ninth made three of the night for Seaman, 58-41. Here's a back cut. Ball knocked away for a moment. And then the shot. Becker blocks it against Bowers. Now a pass ahead to Becker, ahead of the pack, goes all the way. Missed the layup. Oh, Becker's like, are you kidding me? 58-41. Made a great block, ran the floor, got the outlet, missed the layup. There's a three missing by Bowers. Rebound Torres. Vega. Good swing inside to Emmett, who bodies up and banks it in. She has 15, playing with four fouls. And that's 58-43 Seaman. Boys game coming up next. Both teams ranked in the top 10 at 5A. Seaman ranked 7th, Shawnee Heights ranked 8th. Turning the corner off the screen and missing is Wilhelm for 12. And then on the floor, diving for Desser. And a timeout called by Matt Tinsley and Seaman so they can maintain possession. 5:04 to play in the fourth. Seaman 58, Shawnee Heights 43. Back in 1 minute, this high school basketball, 96.9, the Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5:04 to play, fourth quarter. The girls' varsity contest, Seaman 58, Shawnee Heights 43. Inbounds, wide open, left-hand layup for Esser. Nobody guarded on the out-of-bounds play. That's as easy as it's going to get. 60-43, Seaman. Esser with six. Bragg has 23 and five triples, 21 and three triples for Becker. Wilhelms chipped in with 10 and a three-pointer. Now a foul on the perimeter. Don Becker. That's her first, second team foul. Foul trouble's not been an issue really for either team, although Emmett does have four for Shawnee Heights, but not really decided the game or anything like that. Seaman's been in control since late in the first quarter. Now Becker with another block shot from behind against Breeze. Rebound to Gregg, and then Breeze with a frustration foul on the reach-in. That's the first team foul on the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds have been to state 10 times. They were second in 5A back in 05. Last appearance was in 2011. They start three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore, 16 on the roster. 15-8 a year ago, lost the sub-state finals of DeSoto, 12-4 in league play. Bob Wells in his 24th year, over 300 wins in his career. Dahlbommer to Wilhelm, turns and faces up against Emmett. He's got to be careful with four fouls, and stepping out of bounds is Wilhelm. A little bit of contact, but not a lot, and a turnover number 14 for Seaman. Johnny Ikes, all four of their losses to state-ranked teams, twice to number 5, Piper in 5A. They lost to number 1 and 4A, Hayden. And they lost to number 7 and 5A, DeSoto. And now they're losing to number 1 and 5A, Seaman. So this is a good basketball team. They just played a tough schedule. And they have one ranked win over Washburn Rural, who's ranked in 6A. Bounce pass on the baseline to Vega from Breeze, but she can't hit the 4-foot flip with a wrist shot in the lane and rebounded there by the Vikings. Here comes Stahlbommer across the timeline. Over to Wilhelm, and Emmett able to jump in the passing lane, knock it out of bounds into the Seaman Viking student section to my left. Lady Vikings 60, Lady Thunderbirds 43, 3:49 to go here in the fourth. Becker gets a high screen, flips it back to Gregg, wide open, the three bounces off. Worst thing happened to Gregg was halftime. She cooled down. Emmett, pass all the way down the floor to Vega. Faces up baseline, back to Torres. Open foul line, Jay rattles it home. Good ball movement, Torres with 13. And it's 60-45. Vikings. Here's Becker, handling the ball. Point guard for this basketball team, although Stahlbommer and others can bring it up at times. He's the glue to the team, no doubt. Here's Wilhelm, bounce pass to Esser. Nice catch and lays it in with the left. Pick and roll, and Seaman executing once again. 62-45 Vikings. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Just tuning in, we were tied at 12, and then Seaman hit a three to beat the buzzer to go up six at the end of one, 21-15. They've controlled it since. Shot put up and blocked. Wilhelm able to reject it against Vega. Baseball pass ahead from Becker to Wilhelm. Here's Stahlbommer up and misses, but it goes right to Wilhelm and lays it in. It was almost like a pass. Wasn't meant to be. Wilhelm with 12. As Seaman just beat Shawnee Heights down the floor, 64-45. Breeze, senior, flips it to Vega. 17-footer baseline, short, gets her own rebound. Nobody checked her out, and she scores. Vega double figures with 10. And at 64-47. Damon has held five opponents to under 20 points this year. Stahlbummer catches, leaner, baseline, doesn't fall. Emmett, great pass ahead, running the floor. Torres missed the layup. Becker coming back to my left. Lobs it ahead for Gregg. Gregg goes baseline and is bumped and fouled there by Vega. Her first team foul number two on the Thunderbirds with 2:04 to play here in the fourth. Demon on their home floor leading 64-47. Big thank you to our sponsors, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus, Realtor, Real Estate Agent, Bob Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stockgrower State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Into the ball game, wide open, three-pointer is short, put up there by Bryn Spencer, a sophomore. Baseball pass ahead. This is Hanshaw, flips it up high off the window and scores. Oh, that was high degree of difficulty. Hanshaw was four, and it's 64-49. Becker out there along with Gregg, and then you have Spencer, also Beaton and Miller. Here's Spencer, over to Beaton. Out front, Miller. Becker into the paint, flips it back out, pump fake on the three there by Beaton. Lob it in, Becker posting up and a foul called on Hamilton, her first, third team foul. Demon 64, Shawnee Heights 49, minute 25 to play here in the final frame. Lob all the way to Becker, does a good job, come meet the pass, a little bit of contact, and I would think there's a foul. The officials will confer. We'll see what they decide. All the travel. Matt Tinsley can't believe it. There's a lot of contact there. I think Hamilton even admitted that she fouled. But it'll go down as a turnover. I thought the official's far side, it's the second time he has overruled a foul and had to travel first. Vega puts on the floor. Challenge shot misses, gets her own rebound, and is fouled there by Spencer, her first. Demon last year, 23-2, won the league at 15-1. They beat number one Andover in the semis. We made South in the 5A championship a couple years ago. Lost the first round of 5A state at St. James Academy at 21-2. Prior to that, 16-6. They had a pretty good run. They were one of those teams that made that Final Four the COVID year. They were 20-3, and they made the semis, and then the season was unplugged due to COVID. As Vega makes both free throws, she has 12. 64-51, and still feel for those kids that didn't get to play any spring sports due to COVID, but feel especially bad for those kids that worked so hard to get all the way to state semis and were two wins away from a state title and didn't lose, just had it in, and it wasn't on their terms. Turnover by Seaman. Here's the Thunderbirds. Becker nearly picked the pocket of Hanshaw. Becker dives for it. Great effort with her team up 13 with 55 seconds to play. Great effort. Leaders lead by example. This one missed on the baseline by Ewer. Emmett catches, puts it up and scores, and is fouled. Emmett was 17. And the lead is down to 11, 64-53. And Coach Tinsley, I think he was going to Wilhelm Stahlbummer and Esser sit for the rest of the game, but not liking what he's seeing, puts those three back in. Weirder things have happened. 11-point lead, 48 seconds to go. Give the Thunderbirds credit for scratching and clawing and staying in this game where they weren't blown out. Emma hits a free throw. She also has 2 3-pointers. She has 18 points. 64-54. Keeper's not fouling. Becker almost traveled. Now Gregg in the Esser, back out the Stahlbummer. Gregg has it, and they're just so smart. Gregg wide over three, didn't even think about it. Just caught the ball, put it on her hip, let somebody come out the garter. 27 on the game clock, 13 on the shot clock. 64-54, Demon. Gregg hands it off to Becker. Screen set by Esser. Becker out the Stahlbummer. Deep three, off to the left, rebound, tip to Becker. Becker gets it. And brings it back out to Stahlbummer, over to Gregg. 8 seconds on the clock, and the Steamin' Lady Vikings keep their perfect season intact. They improved to 16-0, 12-0 in the UKC with a 10-point victory at home tonight over Shawnee Heights. 64-54, your final in favor of Steamin'. Shawnee Heights' 7-game winning streak is snapped. They fall to 11-5 overall, 8-4 in league play. Post-game show to come. We'll go through all the totals and more. That's coming up in 2.5 minutes. here on 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
How important is trustworthy information to your family?
It's crucial. Just last week, the weather forecast helped us prepare for a big storm.
But it goes much deeper than that. It's knowing that the broadcasters live here too, and that means the world to us.
They're our neighbors, so it provides me the assurance that they're committed to keeping our community informed and connected with the information that directly affects us.
The Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Rooted in community, committed to truth.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Grisham back with you on 96.9 The Pulse. And also get that free MSC Radio app on your smartphones. As the Seaman Vikings, number one team in the state 5A, defending 5A state champions, stay undefeated at 16-0, 12-0 now in the UKC. As they win tonight over Shawnee Heights 64-54, ending Shawnee Heights' seven-game winning streak. Both teams played very well offensively in the first quarter. It was back and forth. Shawnee Heights led most of that first quarter. Then we were tied at 12, and then Seaman went up 16-12. It was 16-15 Vikings. Eventually, they hit a three at the buzzer to close out the first quarter of Matty Gragg. They made it 21-15. Seaman outscores Shawnee Heights 20-9 in the second quarter to go up by 17 at halftime, 41-24, as Matty Gragg had 17 first-half points, 12 points, and 4 threes in the second quarter alone, had 5 threes total in that first half. And Seaman goes on to win it in control in the second half. Shawnee Heights fought back, cut it to 10 there at the end, but Seaman wins it so comfortably. And the Vikings remain perfect on the season. They were led by Matty Gragg, who had 23 points, 17 in the first half. She had 5 threes on the night. 21 points for Anna Becker, 14 in the first half. She had 3 threes on the evening. Kinley Wilhelm had 12 points, including a 3. Seaman hit 9 threes on the night. Ava Esser had 8. So only 4 Vikings scored tonight, but it was more than enough. Seaman did have 15 turnovers, 9 in the second half. So I'm going to clean that up. They're 5 of 6 from the line. They'll have Friday off. They'll host number 5 and 5A Piper, a team they beat by 2 to start the year. That should be a great test for the Lady Vikings. That's coming up next Tuesday right here on 96.9. The Pulse. Shawnee Heights falls to 11-5 overall, 8-4 in league play. Their 7-game winning streak has been snapped. K.K. Emmett led the way with 18 points, 4-4 from the line, 2 3-pointers. 1 point for Taylor Breeze, 4 for Taylor Hanshaw, 6 for Haley Bowers, 13 for Cadence Torres, and 12 for Rihanna Vega, 10 of those in the second half. Shawnee Heights very good at the line, 12 of 14, turned it over 11 times for the game and hit 2 threes, both by Emmett. Shawnee Heights will be on the road at number 7 and 5A DeSoto on Friday. Next Tuesday, they'll host Baser Linwood. Once again, your girls' final, Demon Lady Viking 64, Shawnee Heights Lady Thunderbirds 54. Coming up, it'll be the boys' contest. Shawnee Heights boys 13-2. They've won 7 in a row. They're 9-2 in conference play. Made it to state a year ago, and they have a lot of those players back, 9 to be precise, from that team that made it to state. They're ranked 8th in 5A. Their only 2 losses are both to the second-ranked team in 5A, Piper, Demon Boys ranked 7th at 5A, 11-4 overall, 8-3 in conference play. And we've got some great players to watch tonight. Jarrett Sanchez, Deacon Pomeroy of Shawnee Heights, and for Seaman, Kayvon Bonner and Briar Finley. So it should be an up-and-down athletic game coming up here between the boys' teams. So we'll have that one for you in just a little bit. What we'll do is throw it back to our studio manager, Justin Fluke, for about 5 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll have our pregame for the boys' contest. Once again, Seaman girls win 64-54 boys' game coming up on the other side. This is high school basketball, 96.9, The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supplier dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.